today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The search continues for 26-year-old Kelsey Nicole Starling. She's been missing since a boat crash in the Rock Creek area of Smith Lake last Thursday night. Starling works at an elementary school in Birmingham and is originally from Troy. A former Auburn University president has been approved to come back as its new interim president. Auburn trustees unanimously approved Jay Gouge to fill a position on an interim basis Monday. Gouge replaces Stephen Leith, who left in late June after about 2 years on the job. And new technology is helping Autauga County 911 cut down on the time it takes to answer emergency calls. Officials say the Alabama Next Generation Emergency Network has helped cut their call time in half. The technology is being installed across the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Former high-flying financier Jeffrey Epstein was indicted on charges of sex trafficking involving underage girls.
Months worth of rain, 3 to 4 inches, fell in just 1 hour around the D.C. area during morning commute. Dozens of drivers were rescued on major highways and local roads. Some had to stand on the roofs of their cars.
In Puerto Rico, an investigation is underway to find out how a 1-year-old girl apparently slipped from her grandfather's hands from that 11-story window of a cruise ship in San Juan, landing on the dock.
The U.S. and Britain in an uproar over a diplomatic bombshell. Secret cables leaked to a British tabloid. The British ambassador to the U.S. telling Downing Street the president radiates insecurity. Security, calling his administration inept and uniquely dysfunctional.
A jubilant U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team touched down on American soil after their historic win in France.
4 world championships, the most ever.
A modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in, including Sharon, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Oh, you how? I'm so glad you asked. Anything you put in there, up to $60 of value from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, thank you. I didn't get to hear the first hour, so if someone has said this, please stop me. I have a very good friend who's very politically savvy and said that she heard an interview with the attorney in Florida who did some investigation into the Epstein case.
Mm-hmm.
Said that Donald Trump was the only high-profile person that responded to their questions and told them that, you know, years ago that Epstein had been at his place at Mar-a-Lago and tried to solicit a daughter of one of the guests there, and so he barred him forever from that assessment, and that they had investigated to see if that was true and said, yes, it was true, and that there was just really nothing there with Donald Trump.
Yeah, and
so that was refreshing to hear.
Morning Joe and a lot of others people leave out that little piece where I was going to mention that after I'd gone through the story.
Yeah, so, I'm a very faithful, strong Christian person, and I know that Donald Trump is very early in his journey there. But regardless of that, he seems to be a man of very high integrity, you know, didn't allow his children to drink. If they were underage, that he would disinherit them. He doesn't drink because of the alcoholic problem that someone in his family had.
His brother.
So even beyond that, you know, he seems to be a man of high integrity. And the one thing that I remind people about him is that he didn't plan his whole life to be president of the United States like some of these others had. You know, every move was not calculated. He was a playboy, and they all loved him. You know, they loved him until he had an epiphany and his politics didn't line up with theirs. So Anyway, that's all. But I'd love to be in the Sweet Creek thing.
You would?
I would.
Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have been there a couple of times, yes.
Isn't it a great place?
It is a wonderful place, yes.
Yeah, I'm heading. Have you had their Silver King corn yet? The sweet corn?
No, I haven't. I usually get it from the farmer's market downtown, you know, but I will certainly
No. I want to tell you what. It is the best corn ever. And the cantaloupes are great. Their watermelon, get the sugar babies. They're great, and their peaches are scrumptious.
All right. Well, you fill up my basket if I win.
There you go. What? Give me a month and day of birth.
Month, 120.
120.
Inauguration.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Every once in a while, the country throws me a great party, and every once in a while, I like it.
Every 4 years, but really every about 8 years, you get to really enjoy yourself.
Right.
Sharon,
right.
Thank you so much. I want you to have a wonderful day.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, so let's continue on with our CBS legal analyst on Epstein and the plea deal and the victims coming forth.
Let's talk about this plea deal, which has been criticized from the get-go.
It's appalling.
Say. It is appalling. Why?
Because you have a sex trafficking indictment with multiple victims. It goes away, and the victims are never informed about it.
It was done in secret.
So if it's done in secret, why would you do that? Well, because it was really a terrible, terrible plea deal.
So the individual who negotiated that plea deal, Alexander Acosta, is now labor secretary in the Trump administration. He was grilled about that deal by Congress, but was approved. What's next for him?
Well, is he tainted?
I think he is greatly tainted. And I think there will be a groundswell. You have to remember the change of time and change of culture. At the time, 2008, when people were victims in situations like this, they had shame. Now, because of the Me Too movement, now they have courage. So Alex Acosta becomes public enemy number two, Jeffrey Epstein being number one, but number two because he did this sweetheart deal. And it is going to be looked at and dissected, and I think Alex Acosta needs to talk to his family and have a big reconsideration because already people are calling for his resignation.
This sounds very much like Brian Stevenson always says, that the justice system works very differently if you are rich and guilty than if you are poor and innocent.
Well, unfortunately, this is proof positive of that. Mm-hmm. So I do hope that new victims come forward, and apparently they are.
That will be kind of the proof of the pudding, is that if some of the victims come forth and say, yeah, I was with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, or I saw X, Y, and Z person there, the knowledge is going to be a big big part of this. You're going to have knowledge of that you knew that they were underage. But you also have to have culpability, that there's responsibility that is there. But the media seems to be absolutely obsessed with it. This is happening in ground zero of news, and that's New York City. And they seem to really be obsessed with this. Okay, so a grandfather drops a toddler from a cruise ship, and he may face charges. Now, we got a little breaking news on this after we finish the story. But listen to this story. This is something.
An investigation is underway into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship in Puerto Rico. It appears to have been a tragic accident. The one-year-old girl's grandfather apparently lost his grip while holding her near a window on the ship. Don Dayla reports on what we're learning.
Puerto Rican safety officials tell a local newspaper that detectives are gathering evidence and trying to determine whether to file negligence charges against an Indiana man after his one-year-old granddaughter fell to her death on board a Royal Caribbean cruise ship docked in San Juan. The grandfather has been identified as Salvatore Anello, an IT worker in South Bend, Indiana.
People love him here in the county.
Anello's boss told CBS affiliate WSBT he is a model employee.
He's a very selfless man. He's got a servant's heart, as we say, and just one of the most wonderful human beings that you could ever meet.
The toddler was on board the ship with her two siblings, parents, and four grandparents. The South Bend, Indiana Police Department says one of its officers, Alan Wiegand, is the child's father. In a statement, the department said it offers its sincerest condolences to the officer and asks the community to pray for the family. Falling off a cruise ship is very rare. It's estimated that over 28 million people went on a cruise last year. According to a website that tracks people falling off of them, since 2000, only around 340 people have gone overboard.
Okay, so, and so he's now blaming the cruise line for it. But the guy sounds like a great guy. I mean, and the father of the kid is a police officer too. Guess what city they're from? South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, interesting.
So we have a police shooting issue, and now we have a grandfather who drops 11 stories to their grandchild. And it appears what, from what I've kind of gotten a composite of stories, he's sitting there with the kid at a window that's open, and he loses grip and it drops 11 stories to her death. Now talk about crushed with that and just the pain of that happening.
Yeah, I mean, if it was an accident, I don't know why charges should be brought. That's heartbreaking.
That is. I mean, was it negligent homicide or just, or was it just an accident? We can't seem to just have accidents anymore. We have to look for a cause. Right. But man, talk about a bone-crushing event. That is a bone-crushing event. News on 93.1. That's my cue. I got to move on. Joey's rushing me on. Gonna be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Summer fun calls for summer snacks, and Family Dollar has your favorites. Get two bags of Cheetos or Hostess Snack Cake multi-packs for only $5. Download Smart Coupons this week and clean up with OxiClean laundry detergent for only $1.95 or Palmolive dish soap for $1. And save even smarter. Get $5 off your $25 purchase with coupon. Find these deals and more on our app or visit FamilyDollar.com today.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Okay, the United Kingdom ambassador to the United States, somebody released some cables, some emails that he did, and insulted Donald J. Trump, El Presidente.
Yeah, and I have reaction to this, but we should play the story first.
Let's play the story first. So U.S. The U.K. ambassador to the U.S. insults Donald J. Trump.
The diplomatic rift between the U.S. and Britain is growing wider over embarrassing leaked cables critical of President Trump. British Ambassador Kim Darroch was uninvited from a dinner the president attended last night. Earlier, Mr. Trump said the U.S. would no longer deal with Darroch. In the cables, the ambassador called the Trump administration inept. Ben Tracy is at the White House. Ben, Britain's supposed to be our closest ally. How big a deal is this?
Well, the president is clearly annoyed, and the British government is launching an investigation into who leaked these memos. Now, they say that the UK says its ambassadors are supposed to be candid, that they're supposed to send their thoughts back to British officials, but the content of these leaked memos is painfully blunt. In one of them, Ambassador Kim Darroch writes, "We don't really believe Trump's administration is going to become substantially more normal, less dysfunctional, less diplomatically clumsy and inept." In another, he says President Trump radiates insecurity. Now, the president responded Monday on Twitter saying the ambassador is not liked or well thought of within the U.S., and then bluntly said, "We will no longer deal with him." Outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May says she still supports Darroch, but the British government says it has made clear to the U.S. how unfortunate all of this is.
How unfortunate all this is. Talk about a diplomatic snafu.
Well, in a faux pas. When I read this stuff, it really just came across as like one guy's opinion.
Yeah.
And not even, I mean, some of it, I'm talking about, you know, like the diplomatic clumsiness of the administration. Maybe that's where this guy's expertise is. But on a lot of the comments he made, like on the Mueller investigation, it was just kind of like, boilerplate what you're hearing in the news. He was sending back to the British government. It wasn't like deep, insightful stuff.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. He's parroting the U.S. press.
Yeah.
Basically.
And when I saw like the headlines initially on this, I'm like, well, who? Oh, an ambassador. Oh, so he knows somebody.
But like, you know, it's just, if this were somebody in the White House that had done something like this, or the press would be going absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
But what they do is they kind of do. They see, we're right. Other people think the same way we do, and so I agree with you. I think the other he's doing is parroting the media.
Yeah, I mean, I guess some of the insight to how the administration's diplomatic team actually works compared to past administrations, there may be something to that. But most of the stuff I read, I'm like, okay, that's what a take. Not even a hot take, just a take. And, I mean, it didn't seem very insightful.
Okay, now watch what they do with this now. So this is a story about a UK, United Kingdom ambassador to the U.S., and a cable that got leaked somehow, and by the way, somebody may be trying to set him up with a bowling pin style hit here. So in other words, hey, if we can go do this, go get him in trouble. Watch how they weave this story and what they weave it into. Watch this.
It does come at a critical time when both the U.S. and the U.K. face a new threat from Iran, which just yesterday further exceeded its uranium enrichment cap, bringing it closer to developing a nuclear weapon. Now, after the U.S. pulled out of that nuclear deal, the remaining European members have been trying to keep Iran inside the agreement.
Meanwhile, Ben, the president gave a speech yesterday boasting about his administration's environmental record. How does his record actually measure up?
Well, the president did position himself as a champion of the environment. He said that the U.S. can really lead on fighting air and water pollution around the world. But keep in mind, it was the president that pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord and has overseen sweeping rollbacks of air and water protections. Now, the president previously called for the Environmental Protection Agency to be eliminated, which is why some green groups are calling his speech yesterday utter fantasy. We should also point out that during that 20-minute speech, there were two words that the president never said, and those words are climate change.
Okay. So we start out with a story about the UK ambassador to the US in a cable.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't stop there. What we had to do is then weave in his climate change in the US. And then the response to that was most people, climatologists, said it was ridiculous. So they had to they took the story where you have a diplomatic faux pas, and then they add to it the climate change speech. Don't cover the climate change speech. Don't talk about it. Don't get into the numbers. They just mention it in the story. There's nowhere on CBS Morning Show that the climate change speech is talked about. That, to me, was shocking. Shocking, I say shocking. That's incredible. I don't know. These guys, they don't think anybody's looking. It's kind of what I think part of the problem is.
Well, you're looking, but I think they might have some truth to that, that too many people aren't paying attention. At least not
too many people aren't paying attention
in a detailed way.
Okay, so we're going to get into this kind of a long cut here. Justin Napolitano is going to be talking about this census question, and then we'll kind of dig into the census question, getting it back on the questionnaire.
Yes, you know, we've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the president ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
Attorney General Bill Barr backing the president's push to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, but is he right?
Let's talk to Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. All right, Judge, we don't know exactly what Mr. Barr is talking about, but it sounds like they've got a plan. They're trying to get that citizenship question on the census.
All right, so here's what they're confronted with. The Constitution says the census can only ask one question. How many people live there? But federal law says the census can ask questions that help the government to govern. So does it help the government to know if everybody in a given dwelling is an American citizen? Well, the president would argue yes, and that's a rational argument. But the statute also says for every question they ask, they have to give a reason, and the reason has to make sense. Mm-hmm. That's what impaled the government's argument in the Supreme Court.
They blew it.
Correct, because the reason they gave didn't make any sense. The reason they gave was we want to help enforce the Voting Rights Act. Well, the Voting Rights Act, A, is not enforced by the Commerce Department. It's enforced by the Justice Department. B, it doesn't apply in three-quarters of the states. C, the Justice Department didn't ask for any assistance. Therefore, according to Chief Justice Roberts, this reason you gave is contrived. You made it up. And so we're not going to allow you to do it. A week later, the brass of the DOJ, I don't know if the Attorney General himself was involved in this, and the brass of the Department of Commerce says publicly, okay, we lost. We have to print these forms. We're going to start printing them. Case over.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
2 days later, the president says, what do you mean we lost? That's fake news. We didn't lose.
Turn off the printer.
We're going to find a way around it. Meanwhile, they're still printing, but he calls in the Attorney General and says, find a way around it. I don't know how they can get around it, and I'm fascinated and anxious to see what argument they're going to come up with, because you cannot create an argument by an afterthought. You can't have a rationalization to justify government behavior after the behavior has taken
place. Well, with the new lawyers, could they come up with a different explanation and take it back to the Supreme Court?
But they can't contradict what they said earlier, which is where the president got them in a little bit of trouble, because the president said in one of those famous driveway interviews he gave, we need to ask this question because of redistricting. Whoa! The lawyers told all the judges in the case this has nothing to do with redistricting. So that's why they had to change lawyers. When you change lawyers, judges are skeptical. Something's going on.
But this, to your average viewer, to myself, citizenship seems like a layup.
I agree with you, Pete. To the average viewer, this seems like it's in the legal weeds, and occasionally it can get into the legal weeds. The Attorney General says he can get the president out of the weeds. I think the Supreme Court views it differently.
News Channel 93.1, we're Top Cliff, coming back to you two right after this.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is defending his Labor Secretary Alex Acosta over a lenient plea deal he made as a U.S. attorney in Florida with the accused child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein.
You go back 12 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago and look at their past decisions, I would think you'd probably find that they would wish they maybe did it a different way.
Acosta on Twitter says he's pleased Epstein's facing new federal charges in New York. Some Democrats say he should quit the president's cabinet. A Justice Department spokeswoman says they're disappointed a federal appeals court upholds a lower court's ruling that President Trump may not ban followers from his Twitter feed.
The judges wrote that the First Amendment does not permit a public official who utilizes a social media account for all manner of official purposes to exclude persons from an otherwise open online dialogue because they express views with which the official disagrees.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
interesting forecast for the next few days. First, a heat advisory today with a high around 97 and a heat index above the 105 danger range. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in rather decent supply like yesterday, mainly afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 77. Tomorrow, more scattered storms, high 95. Then things get interesting as we increase the rain chances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as a frontal system interacts with what will become a tropical storm in the northern Gulf of Mexico later this week. We're watching this situation carefully, and you can follow along on our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Tom Steyers, who is this guy who, very wealthy guy, does these ads talking about it, we must impeach Trump. Been working on it since he got inaugurated in 2017. He is entering the field for the presidency of the United States. I hate to break the news to him, but when you go in and look at voters in Iowa, for example, impeachment is not on their radar. Even if you're a Democrat, I think it's like 30%. So he's like a one-trick pony. And that pony, that maybe in New York, maybe in California, but Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina.
Well, and it's a moot question at this point when the campaign's ramping up. If you're running a campaign to be president, all impeachment does is remove a president. It doesn't charge him with anything else. So, like,
well, if you win the presidency, you've just impeached him in essence.
Yeah, exactly.
Wells Perot passed away.
Yeah.
The hand grenade with a bad haircut, that's the way we named him. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Happy Toasty Tuesday.
Man, I tell you what, it's like a magnifying glass on you out there.
It damn sure is. One of the clouds about to come over. We're gonna get some more violent thunderstorms. It's got to happen on a hot day like today.
Is it about to rain? Because I made a mistake and I left my cushions back outside.
I'm close to your neighborhood. Things are starting to get kind of cloudy around here.
Uh-oh.
You might make it, about 4 o'clock is when the violence starts up on top of the world here. So, isn't it bizarre about Acosta, them going to give him hell about doing his job just to represent this man? It's like, to me, it's like a surgeon saves a prisoner. Saves him, his life, gives him a heart transplant or something. He gets out of prison, he goes and kills somebody. Was it the surgeon's fault?
Yeah, I like that analogy.
Yeah, this is beyond absurd. This man had, and like you play back in the interview, they were suggesting no jail time, and this guy got 13 months.
Right. Well, so, that's what he said. And here's where the media better do their fact-checking. And they better get down to the bottom of this. I hate this innuendo or somebody says something and nobody checks it out. I hate that.
Oh, yeah. And that's their game plan. That is game plan number one for these guys. And believe it or not, I almost got back on NPR this morning.
No.
Yes. And Cory Booker was being interviewed on Point between 9 and 10. And I got on with a question about immigration. I don't think they recognize me. And I made sure I told them, I said, I listen every morning and I learn so much from you guys. They go, oh, okay, good. We'll get you on. which is not true. And no, I don't get any damn thing worth a damn from them. So, good. I'll lie to these SOBs. But Corey, I did not get on because somebody asked an immigration question before me, but his whole interview was platitudes, nothing of substance other than the treasury bonds or the saving bonds for black kids, where he gives everybody
$1,000.
Or they give them money to put away for college later. Right. I forgot what the exact term he uses is. But it's such an absurd principle. Of course, none of these principles will ever work. But Cory Booker was weaker than I thought he was going to be. And really, his only lifeline is that he grew up amongst a housing discrimination situation that he's been harping about ever since. So he has nothing to offer. And I found it interesting after all these weeks, it's the first interview I've heard with him. So I think they see lots of trouble with the other candidates. They might try to elevate Cory Booker because you know how they're in the habit of elevating candidates and kind of going through them. We've been through a couple already.
You're talking about the way they elevate and then assassinate?
Yes. Yeah. Joe Biden's a classic example. Now, Kamala Harris has already shot herself in the foot. Elizabeth Warren has.
How did Kamala Harris shoot herself in the foot?
Gosh, what was it? After the. A lot of her former decisions, of course, she did not want the crime bill to go through. And a few other things in her personal business dealings in California came up that made her seem very hypocritical. I'm sorry, I do not have the
That's that's been kind of floating out there. Her anything as Attorney General, particularly on criminal reform, she has a lot to answer for in that. And you know the person who's going to smack on that? I think it's going to be Cory Booker and or Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, yes. So there's still quite a feeding frenzy going on. And I see the media taking these people one by one like they did Castro last week. All the interviews are with Julian Castro. The week before was Buttigieg. And they're kind of doing this rotation of the candidates to try to elevate them, I feel. This is the majors and NPR, which are basically the same news organization, wouldn't you say?
Well, with the NPR basically parrots the crumbs of the networks, but the what the networks are doing, but Buttigieg, now keep an eye on him. That was an impressive amount of money he raised last quarter. $24 million is a bunch of money. And keep an eye on him. That guy may sneak up on you in Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's getting so much exposure through the media, and it's all positive for him. Because he represents all kind of agendas that they approve of.
Well, and I think he'd be much higher in the polls if it wasn't for the police shooting in South Bend and that sort of, I think.
Well, the thing that's killing him is his numbers among African Americans.
Right, absolutely.
Is that, I mean, it's like at, you know, zero.
Which is Joe Biden's strength in Buttigieg.
But Joe Biden has dropped in that. Right. That's, and Kamala Harris, when you go back and look at the Kamala Harris increase, it was basically within black females.
Wow. And quickly, guys, I feel what we have now with the Democrat Party is I'm getting a very strong deja vu of when the Tea Party guys and the Freedom Caucus came into the Republican Party. Very similar things happened where the establishment beat them down and chewed them up and all that. And this Freedom Caucus and the Tea Party guys actually made a lot of inroads and changes in the Republican Party, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely.
So I feel AOC and her group of revolutionaries is doing a very similar thing in the Democratic Party, and I feel they're going to have more of an impact. I don't call them the progressive wing. They are the oppressive wing of the Democratic.
Or the socialist wing.
And to add to this, Red Top, out in the actual general public, the Democratic Socialists of America, that organization, since Bernie ran last cycle, it has been going gangbusters in terms of new membership. They thought it was a dying brand, like in the early 2000s, only had like a New York chapter only had like 6,700 people, and now it's in the 40 to 60,000 range.
Yeah, this is very concerning because, and Joey, I'm going to be referring to you much more in the future to give me a report on your age group because I do not have a good lifeline to that, and I think that's extremely important because Dan and I are becoming less significant every day, let's face it.
Well, speak for yourself, Red Top.
Well, I mean, let's be real, guys. Another 10 years, nobody's going to give a damn what we say. So we better speak up while we can.
That's because we'll be dead.
We're going to be dead, buddy. If the heat don't kill me, anything.
If you're dead and you say something, I'm going to pay attention.
I'm going to try my best, Joey. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks, Red Top. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Appreciate your telephone call today.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and report on my sweet cream farm market trip.
Ah, let's hear about it, Cliff.
All right, let's see. For myself, I got the pepper jelly and the Amish butter.
Ooh, the Amish butter is good.
Oh, amazing. For my wife, I got fresh tomatoes, fresh peaches, and strawberry preserves.
Have you had any of the tomatoes yet?
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah, those Slocum tomatoes are really, really good. And
they are fantastic.
I marinate them a little bit to give them that kind of vinegary and just that taste just pops out. It's really good.
And then for my granddaughter, I got pickled okra.
Yeah?
And for my sister and her boyfriend, I got blue marble, which is probably the bluest blue cheese I've ever seen in my life, and fig preserve.
Mm-hmm. And I've never had a cheese called blue marble.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Sounds really
marble,
good.
Marble blue. I didn't want one or the other. But anyway, the reports back from everyone is, oh, it's fantastic.
Cliff, I am so glad that you called me today. Was that your first trip to Tweed Creek?
Yes, sir.
Yes, outstanding. Sir. So you're going to be a recurring customer now.
Oh, yeah. You know, the funny thing is it said Pike Road, right?
Right.
So I take the Pike Road exit, and
oh, my gosh, you're 15 miles from it.
I know. I had to make this big circle, and then I got back. I got to it. I looked over. I said, oh, my God, there's a highway.
Did you start out on 231?
What's that?
Did you start your visit on 231?
Oh,
trying to go to Pike Road?
No. I went up and then took, like I was going to Atlanta, then took the Pike Road exit. Then made.
Oh, you got it on the inner. You got it on the interstate.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my
then goodness. I made my gigantic circle around. And when I got there, I said, what the heck road is that? I think I said, oh, that's Troy Highway. I said, my goodness, I just went 8 miles out of my way.
Really? Well, I'm sorry that you wasted the gas on that, but...
that's fine. It was fun.
There you go. You got to see some pretty part of Montgomery County there. Well, Cliff, thank you so much for calling, and congratulations, and I'm really glad you enjoyed your experience at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
It's my pleasure, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1 FM. Yeah, they're doing a report, and when I was over in Mississippi, this is for real, 21 beaches, which is basically, I think there are 23 beaches in all, if I remember the report right, they're closed because of the red tide and the bacteria that's in the water. And they've got, when you're down there, they've got these huge signs. I mean, I'm not talking about the little shark flag or undertow flag. I'm talking about signs going, do not get in the water. Somebody's spending some money on that. Great for tourism. Now you're in a casino. You don't care. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. We're going to get it. Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you got
to
be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what'd I do, though, if it breaks?
6 weeks.
Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday.
Oh, darling, I'm so long.
Okay, the so Trump is trying to get the census question put back on. Barr has said he's going to reveal in a couple of days what their tactic is for this. And kind of having a sense for Barr, I think he's probably going to have something pretty good here.
Well, and if there are any Democrats listening, just if we could drop the partisan politics for a second. I have to say, William Barr, just on a competence level, seems like Donald Trump's best cabinet pick.
Without a doubt.
The guy's incredible.
I mean, what he does is he thinks through a problem and he comes up with a solution. And that's right up Donald Trump's alley.
And I'm saying that on stuff where I think I disagree with him philosophically. I think he does give too much power to the executive branch, these sorts of things. But just on a level of intelligence and knowing how to use his office, spot on in many ways.
Let's listen to this discussion about adding the question on the census.
Trump administration vowing to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, despite the Supreme Court ruling against it in some ways last week. A lot of ambiguity there. But doesn't the Constitution already justify it? Section 2 of the 14th Amendment reads in part, when the right to vote at any election is denied to any citizens of the United States, the basis of representation therein shall be reduced in the proportion which the number of such citizens shall bear the whole number of citizens in such a state. Here to explain is constitutional law attorney Jenna Ellis Reeves. Amendment 14, Section 2, it talks about persons, but then it goes on to say if there's restrictions in some ways, then you have to count citizens. So you got to know how many citizens you have.
It's great to see you, Pete. And, you
Thanks
know, this is
here.
Very, very simple question. When we're looking at the Constitution, we have to look at what is actually obligated by the federal government. So in context, the Constitution provides specific limited powers to the federal government. And one of those things in Article 1, Section 2 of the original U.S. Constitution requires that representatives are apportioned among the several states according to their respective numbers. And the 14th Amendment, Section 2 that you just read, talks about and further clarifies that that's citizens of the several states. And so we look at this mandate that is given to the federal government. But importantly here, Pete, the Constitution does not tell specifically to the states or to the federal government how exactly the process happens to count the people in the states. And
sure.
So that's left up to the political branches.
Why did the Supreme Court step in? If there's constitutional rationale, why are they stepping in and creating confusion here?
It's a ridiculous act of political activism because the Constitution clearly leaves the process up to Congress, which since 1790 has provided implementing legislation to carry out the census. There have been other executive orders, and the executive branch is required to enforce the census and count the people so that we know that we can participate in the franchise and have free and fair elections. It's just common sense to count the citizens in the state. So what the Supreme Court has done has said that the citizenship question, which, by the way, has been on every census since the early 1800s, it was simply removed by the Obama administration in 2010. This is a reinstatement that the question doesn't violate either the enumerations clause in the Constitution or the Congress's legislation.
So, Jenna,
they're simply requiring President Trump to provide further rationale.
So they're going to do that, but you would say, Even so, he, as the executive with this clear prerogative, has the time and the ability now to still ensure that the citizenship question is on the census.
Absolutely. And really, the Supreme Court should not have required him to even provide any sort of rationale. There's a clear constitutional basis. He's fully within his ability to ask the citizenship question and reinstate it on the census.
Okay, so why does Nancy Pelosi not want this to happen? Because states like California that have a lot of illegal aliens in it who would not be considered citizens under the 14th Amendment, Part 2.
Right.
Which actually, talking about an antiquated amendment.
But I was going to suggest that, is this more a symbolic fight over what is a very real immigration issue, in the sense that I'm thinking about all the times I've filled out the census, and, like, there's all sorts of questions on there. I don't answer most of them. I answer, like, the basics, or I ignore them if they come to my door.
Like the number of toilets you have?
Right. It's like, yes, I am one person. There are two other people living here. I'll maybe give them that. And it's just generally, like, you get the census form, you don't have to fill out all the questions.
Yeah.
So fill it out.
Well,
so that's here, why I'm saying
the,
this.
The argument's going to be that there in the 14th Amendment, Section 2, it talks about citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And for apportionment. Now, this is very antiquated. It says, representatives shall be apportioned among the several states according to their respective numbers, counting the whole number of persons in each state, excluding Indians not taxed. A little arbitrary. But when the right to vote at any election for the choice of electors for the president and the vice president of the United States, representatives in Congress, the executive and judicial offices of a state, of the members of the legislature thereof is denied to any of the male inhabitants of each state being 21 years old of age and citizens of the United States. So it's no longer 21, it's 18. It's no longer male, it's anybody who's achieved the age. So, or in any way abridged except for participating in rebellion, i.e. Civil War, of such crimes and basis of representation thereof shall be reduced in the portion which the numbers of such male citizens, there's that male thing again, shall bear to the whole number of male citizens 21 years of age in each state. So what happens, let's say you have San Marin County, California, and you have a population of 3 million, and 1 million of those are illegal aliens.
Right.
So they're not citizens. They're 2 million citizens, 3 million is the population. I can see the argument that we're going to apportion aid to the state based on the 3 million, but we're not going to do a congressional apportionment based on the 3 million. We're going to do it based on the citizens, based on Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. Something to think about. News Talk 93.1. Let me head to the top of the hour break for the final hour of the Dan Moore Show.
The Dan Moore Show.
Darling, I'm so lonely.